Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. With me this morning is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
And also the president of the center, Brad Finstead. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning.
And I'm Jim Gullickson. We're all going to be talking about something that's really been in the news a lot lately, the proposed Vikings Stadium. Kind of a big hot potato issue right now.
Well, politically, it is, and not just politically, but I would say more socially, from the aspect of what a professional sports team does mean to the identity of a state. And I think what we're seeing right now is the tip of the iceberg in regards to what could potentially happen. The Vikings lease is about to expire. Once that lease expires, all bets are off. There is no long-term commitment from the NFL to the state. They will then shop around. And other states and other markets are ready for an NFL team. So this is crunch time, I guess, if we as a state want to do anything in regards to a stadium for the Vikings.
Well, you know, I'm thinking about it in terms of, you know, what it means for rural Minnesota. Certainly there are a lot of folks in outstate Minnesota that bleed purple and gold for the Vikings. It probably isn't a stretch then to think that a lot of those folks wouldn't mind maybe a pocketbook support as well through taxes. But then there are those who really don't have a dog in the game and think that it's a waste of taxpayer money.
Yeah, you have people on all sides of the issue. That's why stadium politics is so interesting, because you have very non-traditional groups lining up for and against. People that you would think would possibly be for it are against it, and those that are against it that you think should be for it. Yeah, so it's stadium politics is interesting, but what to your point about its impact on rural Minnesota, you know, we don't have to look any farther than Mankato with training camp, the millions of dollars it brings into the economy. Now you take on top of that memorabilia, shirts, clothes, tickets, you know, anything Vikings. And then the players, their hefty salaries and the money that we collect as a state for that. So there is a lot of economic impact that could be felt all across the state. And it's kind of gut check time. You know, we've been through quite a bit as a state financially over the last couple of years, you know, and really ending with a huge government shutdown. And I think because of that, it's really hard to get your head around, does this rise to the level of emergency to call a special session and to, you know, take bold action, you know, to potentially save the team. It's a real tough political spot to be in. You know, you could easily ask a legislator or the governor. You know, we just went through the worst government shutdown in the history of the state. Nursing home funding, education funding, funding for small communities, you know, that's desperate. They're in need. You're not going to call a special session for them, but you are for the Vikings. That creates a lot of political tension. But I think what will really drive a decision and drive action is this lease being expired and the real potential threat of the Vikings leaving.
Thanks, Brad, for sharing your thoughts and your insight on this issue. And have yourself a great day.
Yeah, thank you.
And you too, Marnie.
Thank you.
This has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.